Hello there, friends, both old and new. Welcome to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. I'm your host, Chance Whitmore, home to bite-sized lifestyle advice from a fellow traveler on the road to a better life. Brought to you by someone who is a longtime educator, writer, parent, and an outdoor enthusiast who may, just may, like a good dram. Because our future is set not just through our choices, but by our willingness to explore and find a better way.
And welcome back to episode 124 or 25 of the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. About a week ago, a friend hit me what felt like a right hook. Verbally, of course. On my birthday, we were at a speakeasy, having a cocktail. And if you've never been to one of these 1920s influenced cocktail bars, you should try them out. Sitting there in the dark, realizing that I need to break with the vibe and use my cell phone to read the menu, because I couldn't scan the menu because it was too dark. The little candle on the table, it just wasn't doing it, glasses or no. And it was a diverse menu of trendy craft cocktails, and I had to find something to try. Now, I'm not a whiskey snob, unless I'm a whiskey snob. It's not so much that what the whiskey is. I have found that bourbon, rye, Irish, and most especially scotch are enjoyable. Most definitely scotch. But I tend to drink them all neat, or occasionally on the rocks. Enjoy the nose, feel the heat, experience the whiskey as I think about it, as whiskey, as God intended it. So while I love my gin cocktails, and one of the first signs of summer is a nice ice-cold mojito in my hand, I tend to balk at whiskey cocktails. Telling me my favorite scotch, such as Lagavulin 16, is in a cocktail, such as one of my wife's favorite cocktails, I think it's called the Boarding Pass, makes me ask the question, why are they wasting the good stuff? Side note here, I promise tonight isn't all about alcohol. For my non-cocktail drinking listeners, hold on and you'll see. So I continued to go through the pages and pages of variety of cocktails. Gin, rye, lots of bourbon, and some scotch. And discarded a lot of what I saw. Some for the whiskey, some for the egg white, some, the combination just didn't sound good. And I ended up with an old fashioned. A solid cocktail that I'll occasionally drink. And at that point started vociferously complaining about Lagavulin 16 being in the boarding pass. This is when she struck. The right cross hit me. Chance, perhaps for the second half of your life, perhaps give yourself permission to try new things. And I felt like I was going down like I'd taken one of Ali's punches to the face. Now let's get started. The pain wasn't here because of the cocktails, which, by the way, were amazing. But the idea that I had become so set in my ways and stubborn that I wasn't trying new things really bothered me. And the idea that that was how I was being viewed even more so. I wanted to fire back, yell that that wasn't the case, stomp my feet, hold my breath, you know, the usual fit. But the evidence was there. I walked out of a very cool place, having tried only the old fashioned, and of course, their gin and tonic. And while I love a good gin and tonic, I'm not replacing whiskey with the Whitmores with gin and tonic with the Whitmores. It just lacks the ring. It has made me wonder if my jokes for years about barbed wire at the edge of my lawn, machine gun emplacements, and screaming get off my lawn, which I do make a metric ton of, have become my reality. So I stepped back and considered. And I've come to the conclusion of, well, sort of. So all you whippersnappers, get off my lawn. Actually, that's not that far off. For part of my life. And I'm going to stress this part because there are huge parts of my life I'm constantly thinking about changing and challenging. Cooking, barbecuing, reading, travel, work. I'm always challenging my assumptions, trying new things, and seeing what happens. But for part of the year, or parts of my life, I end up seeking what I call comfort food. And y'all know what that means. Shorthand for something that you just makes you feel warm, you step into easy, and generally, it doesn't take a lot of effort. So, for instance, entertainment-wise, I haven't been watching a whole lot of new entertainment. I may have seen Star Wars Rebels 15 times this winter because I can turn it off at any point, turn it back on, and know exactly what's going on. And I love the story, and I can fall asleep to it. It may be the thing I've watched most this winter, up to and including football. And then there's the hybrids. I have made 10 variations on chili, minimum, this winter. Now, I call those experiments because I'm trying new recipes, and so it's partially true. But ultimately, I'm still eating chili rather than expanding my horizons. And yes, by the way, I have found some fabulous new chili recipes that way. The spicy pork, yum. But by the same token, I need to search more for other things to try. So I guess in some parts of my life, are flexible, and the challenge may be maximizing the parts of my life that are less flexible to get me back to the point where I'm not completely get off my lawn. And now, a word from our sponsor.
I asked my dad if I could help him with the commercial, and he said yes. Let's help find people for my dad's podcast. Share this podcast with your friends. Leave a review to loop people for my dad. You can always donate to buy me coffee, energy, and ideas to keep making podcasts. Thank you for listening to Strive Think 5.
And I'd like to thank Amelia, age 6. For sponsoring this week's podcast. And now back to the show. So, two things come to mind as I consider all this. One, I've always thought the key, or at least one of the keys, to staying young in your mind was to continue to seek new experiences. For no other reason than it keeps you excited about what you're doing in life. And I don't care who you are, it's a lot better to feel joy in something than to be patiently waiting for the next television show. For instance, probably the most joyful thing I've done this year is standing near a high mountain lake. Well, the last calendar year rather than obviously 2023. A new place creating new experiences. Or one actually from 2023. Watching my younger two daughters at the local zoo. Now, they have been to the zoo before. I mean, we were at the San Diego Zoo last April with them. But we hadn't been to the Boise Zoo in years, probably pre-COVID. And none of us had realized the amount of the zoo that had been redone in that time. It was a first for my kids, seeing a crocodile up close and exploring a place that was both new and exciting and yet somewhat familiar. And they both loved every minute of it. Even my 11-year-old wasn't going too cool for school. She was legitimately excited to just be a kid. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of points in my life where I am actively seeking that level of joy. And I don't think I'm alone in that. And next up, there is evidence that keeping your neural pathways from solidifying into concrete is critical. I think it's called neuroplasticity, though please don't quote me on that. But there's evidence in all parts of our lives. If you've ever taken a weekend and just vegged, you walk away tired, you walk away kind of mentally limping because you're wondering why you're not processing as fast. This is different from just rest time, but at the end of a lazy day, you're exhausted. And you're not thinking nearly as clearly if you'd been up and moving. This pleasantly long weekend was a great example of this. I'm starting to learn an entirely new workflow for the podcast, and it's got a long ways to go. I was able to upgrade some of my equipment. I get to play with a Rodecaster Pro, the original now. And the learning that's come out of that about how to use what I already have, plus the new tool, and how to make it work within the podcast has honestly been exhilarated. It's made me excited to not just play with a new toy, because it's a tool, but it's the same concept. Anytime you get a new tool, you get excited to play with it. But it's made me reconsider some episode things I've been doing, how I can make use of the improved technology to improve the podcast, and get really excited as I have gotten the sense that my sound quality improved with just the little bit I have learned so far. Great, for instance, of this is just learning how to pre-record some of the, you know, my intro, my outro, the mid-roll drops, and be able to place them within the podcast with a touch of the button. I thought it was going to be hard because doing it just on my editing software, and I use Audacity, is difficult to once you've recorded a podcast, split and move. This is so much more organic, and it works so well. It has me really excited about what I can learn and do going forward with this, which fits with the mission of this podcast. All this to say, stay young. Stay off your rocking chair on the front porch. Find new experiences and enjoy them. It's the best way to keep from feeling the need to scream at the top of your lungs, "Get off my lawn." And heck, by being aware, maybe I can avoid needing a reminder that I'm rapidly headed down that road. Well, friends, that's it for this week's edition of Strive, Seek, Find. Thank you again for listening. If you'd like to join the discussion or have ideas for future episodes, hop on over to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast group on Facebook. Alternatively, if Facebook's not your thing, you can find me on Instagram at Strive, Seek, Find podcast, on Twitter as at ChanceWhitmore5, or even on email. The links for all those are in the show notes below. Until next time, my friends, keep seeking your own brilliance.